Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Got a really special show for you coming up. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. Ross Tucker is with me, too. Blair Thomas, former Penn State All-American, former first-round draft pick, is here to talk some running backs with us in just a moment. We'll also talk about training camp a little bit, where Penn State guys are at this stage of the game. Tucker's tape, five things to look at for Penn State to reach the college football playoff, and we'll round out the show as we usually do with Ask Ross, your Penn State football questions for our own Ross Tucker. We have a special announcement here to get things started. Our buddy Mark over at GoPSURV.com going all out for the season opener against Appalachian State. He will be renting RVs on his lot at half price for the first game of the year. That's right, half price, a special deal for our Keystone Kickoff Show listeners. So if you're thinking about getting an RV for a game in Happy Valley, this is a really good opportunity to do so. Check out GoPSURV.com. Lots are just minutes away from Beaver Stadium. There's a free shuttle back and forth. A lot of other amenities as well, including an open house for that first weekend, Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, to check out samples from 409 Tailgate Club, from Tailgate Wine, and Labatt Blue Beer. Blair, let me start with you. Will you be there for that first weekend?
Of course. Absolutely. I'm going to be there. Absolutely. It's such a great time. Mark and them do a great job with the RVs. It's something where you just drive up and everything is laid out for you. So it takes the guesswork out of a lot of things. A lot of people think that, you know, they want to come up in an RV, but they forget the expenses of how many miles to the gallon that some of those RVs get.
Yeah, so, that's a good point.
So they think they're saving money when, you know, in essence, they probably spend it more. So the way Mark and them set it up, they've been doing it for years, so they're not novice at this. They've been, up at Penn State for over 10 years that I know of, because I've been around trying to help them out, in that time frame. So we're located right out there in Bellefonte, about 6 miles, somewhere 6 to 8 miles away from Beaver Stadium. It's just a great atmosphere out there. You just got to see it to believe it, to experience it.
I want to talk running backs with you, but just tell people what you've been up to. You got a little podcast project that you're working on, too. What have you been up to?
Yes, myself and a teammate of mine, Quintus McDonald, we have a show called Nittany Sports Huddle, in which we, give our perspective, and now we're starting to develop it where we have some students and involved in it, so we're getting in their little aspect of it. So we're trying to bring up a platform where a lot of businesses can come and see young talent developing while they're still in school, building their craft around the communication arena.
So I gotta say something. All right, so two things. One, that's awesome, and I can't wait to listen. Two, you do know that Blair Thomas, I think, is the first Penn State autograph I ever got.
I think. A little trivia.
It was 1987. That was your junior year, Blair?
Yep.
After a game, Blair, we were tailgating post-game at the tailgate. It's not the age of Blair, but I was 8 years old.
You could have left that out.
Born in 79, right? And I remembered Blair from being a key backup running back and kick returner on the national championship team. Still one of the greatest nights of my life when Penn State won that national championship. My babysitter was rooting for Miami. It was awesome. My parents went to some awesome Penn State party.
He just continues to lay on the dating. So it's like, I'm my babysitter.
So Blair. Yeah. So we're just sitting there, right? We're just sitting there tailgating, and I'm eight. So I don't even know what you do when you're an 8 year old tailgating. I don't even know what you do. Anyway, it's not fun, I can tell you that much. So I see coming down walking down the gravel is a guy with two, maybe three young ladies with him walking down the gravel. And I see him, and I think, I don't know if it was me or my buddy's dad was like, that's Blair Thomas. I was like, that's Blair Thomas, number 32. Got his autograph, and that is like what really started my autograph seeking days. When I got the Blair Thomas number 32 autograph, that was awesome. You were like Shane Conlon and DJ Dozier were like my first dudes, but I never got their autograph. I never met them. And I didn't even know how to get a Penn State player's autograph. I didn't even know what you did. You just happened to walk right by where we were. You were maybe that was your thing. You just went by all the tailgates, signed autographs. Blair Thomas here. No, you were quiet.
I'm still doing that, actually. every Saturday you'll see me going around the stadium.
Dude, it was very, very cool. You were awesome. You were a very gracious guy, and it's cool. I got a chance to talk to you about this a month or so ago. Here's the best, by the way. The best. He's going to love this. A buddy of mine.
Laying it on now. Yeah, right? He already said some things earlier now.
So I got two buddies, right, that they say they're diehard Penn State fans. They both went to Penn State. So I met Blair like a couple months ago, took a picture with him, texted my two buddies. I'm like, you guys know who this is? And the one buddy says, Curtis Enos, ? We're like, Curtis Enos is like 240 pounds. Yeah. Doesn't look anything like Blair. But it's great now because now me and my buddy's like, no, that's Blair Thomas, you idiot. So now anytime we talk to that one buddy, yeah, like, no, don't say, like, don't text us about the Penn State game. Don't say which games you're going to. You're not a legit fan. You thought Blair Thomas was Curtis Enos. Just go back to working at Verizon. Stop talking to us. You're not a real Penn State fan.
Blair, let me ask, so the running back conversation, I want to ask you about Saquon Barkley, what your thoughts were maybe the first time you saw him, and then style-wise, and then personality-wise, too, what you got to know about him over the years, how special
he is.
Well,
I actually got a chance to speak to his running back coach before I got a chance to see him run, and he told me at that time that they had a special one. They had one that was, you know, that was special. And you know, when you coach around a league, you know, college, different colleges, you know, when someone say they got one that's special, he's a different breed. And then to learn more about him and then to meet him several times, talk to him, and his manners, it's almost like he was a, you know, carbon copy of what a Penn State running back should look like, should feel. The demeanor that they have, the things that they do into the communities. So I was really impressed to see him develop and grow. I knew he was going to go out, you know, after his junior year. He didn't have anything else to prove.
Right.
So it was the right thing to do. And you can see 31 million reasons why it was the right thing to do.
So – I want to ask you about Miles Sanders in a second, but I do think, as great as Saquon was, Blair, I don't think that he was a perfect prospect or a perfect player. Like, I want to know what you thought of him, what you think of both his vision and short yardage as a short yardage running back. And I'm not saying this to diminish Saquon. I'm just saying it because there might be areas where Miles Sanders is actually as good, maybe even better. At times, I thought, as a short yardage runner and running between the tackles, I thought Saquon would bounce too much and was kind of looking for the home run a little bit too much, maybe. Is that a fair critique?
That's what great backs do, and backs that have had success, they looking to take their team to the next level. So sometimes you naturally get caught up in trying to look for the big play. Joe Paterno used to always say, "Hey, stop looking for the big plays. It's 3 yards, then 2 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards, negative 1 yards, then boom, the big one just happens."
Oh, my God.
That was awesome. Bookmark that's the clip that's going on Twitter, by the way.
Little less than 9 minutes.
At KSN Sportsnet.
Little less than 9 minutes in, we got the Joe Paterno impression.
I love it.
So backs have a tendency to look for that big play. That's because they want to – that's why they play that position.
Right.
Because people are looking for them to do that. So I think you're going to see that – Miles Sanders is going to have just as much success. He's not right now a Saquon Barkley because he doesn't have the reps that Saquon had. So Saquon developed his game over the years, and it's good to always have competition pushing you. So I haven't seen enough of Miles Sanders at that starting role week in and week out to see how far he can develop. Hopefully his confidence is where it was when he came out. because he was one of the top rated running backs in the country. So coming out, you have to have a mentality that you're the best back in the country. So I think if he goes and step on the field with that mentality, he will be successful. It's just a matter of him, you know, believing in himself now and understanding that he has a great offensive line for in front of him. Let them do their jobs. Let them play within the offense. Let Chase do his thing on the outside with the reads and throwing the ball. And, you know, Miles will do a great job. Yeah, I think we'll see that.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State running backs with the great Blair Thomas, the OK Ross Tucker. And by the way, Labatt is giving away a pair of tickets to every home game this season for Penn State. For your chance to win tickets to the Appalachian State game, you can visit one of these three great outlets: Beer Express in Harrisburg, Happy Valley Refreshment in Bowlesburg, or Express Beverage in Montoursville. We will pull the winner on air later this week on the Keystone Kickoff Show, and we'll do the same thing each and every week of every home game this year from Labatt Blue. And Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Ross, we have about a minute and a half. I know you wanted to ask Blair something else.
Well, I just wanted to say, do you think it's fair then, Blair, and I think you hinted at this, that Miles might not have the big plays, some of the big splash plays that Barkley has, but do you think that with an improved offensive line, that Miles might be able to be not looking for the home run, he might be able to be as productive as Saquon was?
Oh, I think he's going to show you that he's going to be just as productive. You know, everybody knows Saquon could have put up greater numbers if he'd have played more, he'd have played right next year if it was just all about numbers. But I think that the way that these offenses are designed, you know, being in a spread type of offense with four receivers on, you know, two on each side, I think you're spreading things out, increasing the running lanes, which is a different game than when I played where you had everybody in the box.
Gosh.
So you're going to see that you're going to have
– You would have been even better now. It was more designed for you.
You said it, not me.
No, like the way the game is now was more – because you had some power, but you had some wheels, man. Were you the fastest guy on the 86 team?
No.
Who was faster?
Shit, we had my roommate my freshman year, Mike Timpson. He was a world class.
Oh, player. Yeah. Mike Timpson from Florida, number five.
Yeah, I mean, you had, we had.
You DJ, were fast,
DJ
though.
DJ was fast. I mean.
No, not as fast as you. DJ wasn't as fast as you. Come on, man.
It's different styles, you know, different guys look different ways.
DJ was a big spin move guy.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
great
that?
Spin
I know
move.
We got to. I know we got to wrap it up.
Great spin move.
Abrupt end here. We got more show coming up here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Going to take a quick break. We'll come back with Ross's perspective on training camp. Stick around. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.